listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. The Premier wants the teachers' union to come back to the negotiating table before taking industrial action. More than 80 schools will be impacted by tomorrow's half-day strike that'll see staff walk off the job as they fight for better pay and conditions. Roger Cook is urging the union to consider the latest updated offer.
This is a significant package. It represents a significant change and it represents an increase in the support that we provide to teachers in the classroom, in addition to the wages and conditions components of it.
Derby's regional hospital is set to be powered by a large-scale rooftop solar system. The state government's $1.4 million investment boosting more than 900 panels on a 364-kilowatt system. Horizon Power's Dylan Harty says it'll drop their yearly emissions by about 24%.
Hospitals are pretty complex sites and they've got really different kind of load and different electrical setups. So they've got a big 364 kilowatt solar panel setup. So it's over 900 solar panels distributed all over the site. And yeah, it's going to do a great job of, reducing their load and driving some really good energy savings.
The winds of change are blowing through the global economy and Australia might feel the chill. Treasurer Jim Chalmers is warning a slowdown overseas could impact our growth forecast. But despite the shaky ground, they're still aiming for a second budget surplus next month.
We feel like the first surplus last year, the first in 15 years, was an important way to put downward pressure on inflation. So our objective is still a second surplus. We're not there yet. The degree of difficulty on that has come up a bit, but that is still our objective.
In sport, two Yaru women are set to form part of Netball Australia's inaugural First Nations team. Sisters Jamaica and Scarlett Jauncey selected in the squad to play in the Pacific Oz Sports Netball Series in Brisbane. The team featuring Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander athletes from across the country.